Bears Roundtable is powered by Xfinity.
46. Your jersey number, the name of a defense, lines from a Super Bowl shuffle. When was the first time Buddy Ryan came to you and said 46?
We're talking
about what is referred to now
as
the Bear defense, because that's the term what other teams will use for
it. I was going to ask him the same question, because unfortunately his career ended before the Super Bowl, but when you think 85 Bears, you think 46 defense.
Absolutely.
And the reason it's 46 defense is because of 46.
Right.
Larry, it's so funny because most people think I was on the – that's what's nice about it. So many years go by, it just becomes mixed and things. And I actually, the first couple weeks that I was here, I was wearing number 25. And no one knows this. And we traded for an all-pro receiver from the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ron Shanklin. And much like the Coca-Cola commercial, the first practice he got out there, he saw me in 25. That was his number. He goes, "Rookie, you got my jersey on." I'll never forget this, over there at Lake Forest College, taking his shirt off like this and throwing it at him. And then going downstairs and asking the equipment,
what else you got out of it today? You know, was it Ray Early?
Ray Early?
Ray Early? I goes, "How about 46? I go, "Sounds good to me."
Yeah.
Right. But it was probably like 79, 80 when Buddy first drew this thing up. And he was drawing up things every single day. Every day we came in.
Well, it's good because the 25 front wouldn't have sounded.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
And he drew up this defense, and again, he never called anybody by the name. Yeah. You were a number or you were an adjective, and usually it wasn't a very complimentary adjective. So I was a number. I was very thankful. And he drew up all these numbers on there, and he brought me down from the free safety position and put me right in that middle linebacker position, and he just circled my number three times, and he said, "We're going to call this the 46 defense." Now, no one really thought it was unusual because probably half the people in that room had something named after them, a blitz, a coverage, something. And it just grew. And obviously, as the organization put better players, more gifted players into that scheme, it became unstoppable, especially with a two-back tight end offense.